Are you a newbie entrepreneur, solopreneur, side hustler, or small business owner? Do you want to learn how to build, launch, and grow your very own personal freedom success system? Well, congrats, because that's exactly what our podcast teaches. Let's get to it. Hey, good morning, and welcome to this edition of Slow Money Blues. My name is Doug, retired U.S. Marine and two-time combat veteran turned entrepreneur. Today's episode is episode 507. Is your bank a thief? If you've been rocking with us for any amount of time, you know that I talk about one thing and one thing only: how to build, launch, and grow your own personal freedom success system. So if you have any questions today, simply visit slowmoneyblues.com and click on ask or submit your question on IG, Facebook, or Twitter using hashtag slowmoneyblues. We're going to be talking about three ways to prevent your bank from stealing from you. But before we get started and dive into today's episode, we got to do a couple of things. Did you do last week's homework? If you didn't, I highly encourage you to do it now. Last week's homework was very, very simple. Stop saving and start investing. Question number two, did you say your morning mantra? If you didn't say your morning mantra, you have a perfect opportunity to do it today. Let's do it together. Say, I state your full name, take 100% responsibility and accountability for my decisions and actions. I refuse to blame others. If I do, I give away all of my power, authority, and power given to me by God. Today's sponsors, always, are Linky.com and BigNetDomain.com. So if you're a mompreneur, dadpreneur, or solopreneur, if you're a promoter, if you're an event planner, if you're a publisher or an author or a software developer, you want to get the word out about that product or service, simply go to Linky.com. That's Linky.com and sign up for a free account today. If you sign up for an account today, you get a full 7-day free trial offer with all of the bells and whistles. And this platform allows you to share anything and everything, and it's hooked in to all of the major social media platforms. It's an awesome, awesome platform. If you wanted to see an example of what it looks like, visit linky.com/slowmoneyblues. Tomorrow is going to be March the 1st, 2023, but today is the last day of February, February the 28th, 2023. And if I told you that people are still suffering from a digital dilemma, would you believe me? I promise you, people are suffering from a digital dilemma. In other words, if you were to search for them, you may not be able to find them. If they were a business, you may not be able to find them. If they are a startup, you might not be able to find them. Well, if that's you, what I want you to do is visit BigNetDomain.com, where the net just got bigger. My friends over there are waiting for you. They are waiting for your phone call, or simply visit their site, select your service, and then I promise you they'll hook you right on up. If you purchase a product today at checkout, use promo code BigNet and you'll receive a 10% savings. So you may be asking, what do they have? Well, they have everything. They have e-commerce. They have email marketing. They have hosting. And of course, they have a ton of website templates. The best part is they're open 365 days a year, 24 hours a day. You can call them at any time for technical support and they will help you out. BigNetDomain.com, where the net just got bigger. Today's question is this: has your bank ever stolen from you? And the answers are simply yes, no, or I don't know. When Bob was growing up, he was told that when he got older, he would learn the family business. The family business started in 1921 and is still highly profitable, lucrative, and brings in millions of dollars each day. As promised, when Bob graduated from college with a degree in international finance, he started learning and working in the family business. Let's get personal. Bob could not believe how easy it was to get tens of thousands of people to give his family money with little or no return. He thought to himself, I now see why Mom, Dad, and Uncle Harry are smiling every day. Man, you know, as I was thinking about this particular story, and as I was thinking about this episode entitled, Is Your Bank a Thief? And I thought about Bob and the family business of 1921, I said, okay, I got to put my audience on game. And I have to explain to them three ways to prevent your bank from stealing from you. If you live in the United States of America, the Federal Reserve governs the money supply. And I'm talking about the entire money supply. They oversee our entire financial ecosystem in the United States of America. It's commonly what we call a centralized bank. They create all the rules and they control all of the money. The banks are nothing more than distributors of the Federal Reserve's rules. By the way, there are seven people that make up the Federal Reserve. I think that's right. There are 12 federal banks or districts across the country. And they are responsible for carrying out all of the rules, regulations, and policies of the Federal Reserve. So I'm just kind of giving you a brief overview. And the main goal is to control the money supply. Another thing that they do, the Federal Reserve, which has only one chairman, I think they also have a vice chairman, but a chairman, these people, by the way, are nominated and confirmed. The chairman is definitely nominated and confirmed, nominated by the Senate and confirmed, and then, of course, nominated by the president, confirmed by the Senate. Does a four-year term. This person has, this one human being, has a lot of power and a lot of influence. You see, if the chairman and the rest of his team decide that they need to raise interest rates to curtail or slow inflation, and that they do it, it has enormous effects. Mainly, it affects the cost of money. You may have found out that interest rates have gone up anywhere and everywhere. If you want to get an automobile loan, it's gone up. If you want to get a mortgage, it's gone up. If you want to get a credit card, it's gone up. If you want to get a student loan, it's gone up. Whatever you want to purchase, and if you're going to finance it, it has gone up because what the Federal Reserve is trying to do is they are trying to fight off this thing called inflation. Inflation just simply means that the economy is hot. In other words, people have what they call disposable income, and they are buying up anything and everything. And so if you buy up anything and everything, chances are you're going to create this thing called a shortage. Kind of diving into economics just a little bit, you're going to create a shortage. And when there's a shortage of anything that people want, that means the price of that product or service is going to go up, and it's going to continue to go up because guess what? Demand is outpacing supply. And that means that everything is going to become more expensive. Eggs, milk, bread, cars, homes, everything is going to become more expensive. And you have a double whammy when you decide to increase the cost to finance those things. And that's what we call cooling off the market. People that have money that they don't worry about the price, then guess what? They just keep buying and buying and buying and buying anyway. So did it really solve the problem? I don't think so. Because for the people on the other side of the equation that haven't figured out the money code yet and are still working, they're working, but their pay is not keeping pace with inflation. Hence, their purchasing power has decreased. Now, you might be asking yourself, well, Doug, what does that have to do with banks? Well, that's a great question. I just gave you an overview of the Federal Reserve. And then, of course, you have the FDIC, the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. They insure each personal and only personal checking account up to $250,000. Now, each bank can decide how much they're going to sell money for and how much they're going to buy money for. For example, when you open up a checking account, a savings account, a money market account, or a certificate of deposit, or any other investment opportunity that your bank or credit union offers you, you, my dear friend, are selling your money. Now, the question is, much are credit unions and banks willing to purchase your money for? Well, if you tuned into last week's show, I talked to you about the highest rate that I had seen out there was 5% for 1 year. They were paying people 5% annual percentage rate. However, you would not see that money each and every day, although they're paying you interest on your money each and every day. And also, there is a minimum amount. In one instance, there was no minimum amount, but many times you're going to get 5% APY or APR, annual percentage rate or annual percentage yield. They want you to, one, put a minimum amount in your account, and then two, they want to hold your money for a minimum period. Every one of those places that I saw on bankrate.com were for a minimum of 1 year. So in 1 year, if you put $1,000 in an account, you're going to leave out of there with a whopping $50. $50 at 5%. If it's 4%, $40. If it's 3%, it's $30. The number one way that you can prevent your bank from stealing from you is have only one checking account and one checking account only. I'm going to say that again. Have only one checking account and one checking account only. That's all you need is one. And practically, you should use that checking account as an expense account, only to pay for your food, clothing, shelter, transportation, and communication. Now, of course, along with the food, clothing, transportation, communication, and transportation, there are what I call piggyback costs. So if you have a home, chances are you got to have gas, electricity, right, and water. So chances are, which we call utilities, you're going to need to have money in your checking account or your expense account to pay for those things. The real strategy is to only have one checking account. Now, you may be saying, Doug, why do I only want to have one checking account? Well, remember what I told you back earlier in the episode? I said that, you know, you have this thing called the Federal Reserve, which has a chairman, and then you have 12 Federal Reserve banks, and each one of them has a chairman over it as well, too. And I said that, you know, they basically what the Federal Reserve does is they control the entire money supply. Well, according to the law or according to the rules and the policies and regulations, each bank under their umbrella, which is all of them, credit unions don't count. You have the National Credit Union Association under their umbrella. Each bank has to keep 1/10 of $1 that's deposited in their institution. Why am I sharing all this, and why am I saying only one checking account? Well, remember I was saying that the banks, they can, you know, determine how much they're going to sell money for and buy money for. And I just gave you an example of them buying money from you. And when you sell it to them, they say, we're going to give you 5% APY on an awesome day and in an awesome year. Other people say, no, we can only do 2% or 3% a year. Well, what they do is they take your money that you have in their account. Did you hear what I just said? They take your money, which is in their account, and then they lend it out or they sell it at a higher rate. So if they're paying you, say, 3%, and if you get a car for 5%, the whole magic sauce in all of this is that it's not even their money. They're actually using your money to make themselves money. In this example right here, if they're paying you 3% APY, but they're charging someone 5% APY on a car loan, they're making 2%. And they did it all with, guess what, your money. Which is why Bob, when he was trying to figure out why his mom and dad and Uncle Henry were so happy all the time. Well, that's why. Because guess what? If we just tell people we're going to, you know, pay them a small APY every year, they'll gladly give us millions and millions of dollars each and every day. And what are we going to do? So let's just keep it simple. Let's say $1 million. So if you went to deposit $1 million into your institution, they are only going to keep $100,000 right there. The other $900,000, they're going to lend it out. And I promise you, they're going to put it everywhere. I'm going to tell you some places where banks actually invest money and sell money. Do you know that they actually provide liquidity to the cryptocurrency space? Yes, they do. And they get paid handsomely for that. Do you know they also invest in a foreign exchange called Forex? Yes, they do. And guess whose money they're using? It's not theirs. It's your money, if you have a checking account, a savings account, a certificate of deposit, or a money market account. And guess what? It's all legal. Well, why is it legal? Because the Federal Reserve said it so. So point number one, have only one checking account and one checking account only. Point number two, never ever, listen to me again, never ever open a savings account, certificate of deposit, or money market account. Do understand that each account has different rules. Your checking account has different rules than your savings account. Your savings account has different rules than your certificate of deposit account. And your money market account has different rules than your certificate of deposit. Well, why can't they just all be the same? That's a great question. They could be, but why incentivize you with one great account when I can get you with multiple accounts and I can incentivize you differently with each account? I say, you know, you can have a regular checking account or you can have an executive checking account. Well, with a regular checking account, you have to have a minimum balance of $1,000. You have to have an average daily balance of $1,000 for the next 30 days. With an executive checking account, it gets better. You only have to deposit $25,000 and you have to have that average daily balance for 60 straight days. If you do so, then you qualify to get a whopping 5% APY. Point number two again, never open a savings account, a certificate of deposit, or money market account. Now, you can totally disregard everything that I'm telling you right now. And chances are, you probably already have these accounts, but that's okay because I have some good news for you before we get to the end of the show. It goes back to last week's episode, which was smart money rules. See, smart money rules are rules that you make for your money that help you get more freedom each and every day. Dumb money rules help other people get freer every day. And I'm quite sure that you are more concerned about your freedom than the freedom of other people. Point number three, invest in this new thing that's been on the scene since the 2000s called cryptocurrency. The number one cryptocurrency in the world, it has about 40%+ market share, is Bitcoin. However, Bitcoin is not all of cryptocurrency, but when you talk to novices or people that just simply don't know anything about cryptocurrency, the first thing they think of is Bitcoin, which is why I brought up Bitcoin. But there are literally hundreds, if not thousands, of coins out there now that people can invest and buy each and every day. Now, you may be saying, Doug, why are you telling us to invest in cryptocurrency? Because this is what I know. In cryptocurrency, and I'm on several crypto exchanges, you can make 100% return on your money. Isn't that amazing? That's awesome. Now, I don't know about you, but 5 is less than 100, and 100 is greater than 5. So just look into it. Do your own due diligence. By the way, just in case you haven't figured out, I am not a financial advisor or wealth advisor. I'm not even licensed in any of that. But I'm going to tell you what type of advisor I am. I am a freedom advisor. You can take that to the bank all day. Guess what? There is no regulation to be a freedom advisor. In fact, I just made up the term. I'm a freedom advisor. And what I do is I just simply help people become more free. And that's what we all want, because we've all had money, but very few of us have had freedom. And I want you to get your freedom. And what you have to do is you have to learn how to use all the tools around you to get as much freedom as you humanly possibly can. Another vehicle that I want you to invest in, I talked about this last week too on episode 506, Smart Money Rules, is Forex, which is short for foreign exchange. I'm going to put on my big head hat right now. You ever heard of this little place called the International Monetary Fund? Well, if you haven't, just Google IMF and I promise you it'll come up. IMF literally kind of, they don't per se write rules and regulations, but they can give you a lot of great information on the global economy, on all of the developed nations, underdeveloped nations, and they can tell you where there's going to be new opportunities for you and me to get more freedom. They call them emerging markets. They literally keep an eye on the entire globe and they can tell you how everything is going from an economic macro perspective. But typically, you have the G8 through G20 nations. These are the most developed and sophisticated nations. And all of these nations, particularly those G1 through G8, those nations all have centralized banks. They all have something like Federal Reserve. They may not call it Federal Reserve, but everybody understands what a central bank is. And the United States has one. The UK has one. Everyone, Australia, every continent, which is that has a developed nation, has a centralized banking system, and they're doing the exact same thing that our Federal Reserve over here is doing. They are controlling the money supply. What's great about that is that each one of these nations has a currency. We have the United States dollar. The UK has the euro or the British pound. Japan has the yen. And in every nation, I think over in India, it may be the lira. And I think down in Latin America, you have the peso. Over in India, you have the rupee. You have all types of currencies. Well, what's great about this is that you can actually trade these currencies against one another. And guess what? You can make massive amounts of freedom. It's awesome. More so than getting 5% a year or less in a checking account, a savings account, or certificate of deposit, or money market account. And guess what? Your money is never locked up for any amount of time because it's being traded. Super duper awesome. What do we talk about today? We talked about three ways to prevent your bank from stealing from you. One, have only one checking account. Two, never open a savings account, certificate of deposit, or money market account. And three, invest in cryptocurrency and Forex. What are the major takeaways? Understand that all central banks are legal money schemes. I hope that you one day can get to the place where you can have your own legal money scheme, where you bring in millions of dollars each and every day legally. And oh, by the way, if you mismanage your institution, and if it's in the United States of America, that's under the umbrella of the Federal Reserve, which it will be, and insured by the FDIC, anyone that has more than $250,000 in your institution in one account is going to lose all of that money. I wouldn't call that winner, winner, chicken dinner. What is your homework? Your homework for this week is very, very simple. Close any and all extra checking, savings, certificate of deposit, and money market accounts today. And start learning about cryptocurrency and foreign exchange trading. Until next time, I want you to continue to build, launch, and grow your own personal freedom success system. And I won't see you at the top, but I will see you at the top. Bye. There are five things you can do if you love the show. One, tell anyone suffering from SMB to tune into the live show each Tuesday from 9:30 to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on YouTube and Facebook. Two, follow, like, and share at Slow Money Blues on social media. Three, join our private Facebook group and get access to great resources. Four, subscribe, download, and rate the podcast. And five, donate so we can keep bringing great content.